This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called for self-reliance in every field, asserting that India's dependence on foreign countries remains one of its biggest enemies. He said it is high time that India stands before the world as a self-reliant nation to realize the vision of a developed India by 2047. The Prime Minister was addressing the Samudra Se Samriddhi program in Bhavnagar today. Unveiling his government's vision to make India a maritime superpower, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the country aims to triple its share in the global maritime trade by 2047.
भारत को दुनिया की एक बड़ी समुद्री शक्ति बनाने के लिए तीन और बड़ी स्कीम्स पर भारत सरकार काम कर रही है। इन तीन योजनाओं से शिप बिल्डिंग सेक्टर को आर्थिक मदद मिलने में आसानी होगी, हमारे शिपयार्ड्स को मॉडर्न टेक्नोलॉजी अपनाने में मदद होगी और डिजाइन और क्वालिटी सुधारने में भी बहुत मदद मिलने वाली है। इन पर आने वाले वर्षों में 70,000 crore रुपए से ज्यादा खर्च किए जाएंगे।
During the program, the Prime Minister inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for multiple projects worth over 32,000 crore rupees. Mr. Modi also inaugurated Mumbai International Cruise Terminal along with several major maritime projects valued at more than 7,800 crore rupees. Union Minister for Finance Nirmala Sitharaman has said the GST slabs were reformed for the benefit of the citizens of the country. Addressing the centenary celebrations of the Matchsticks and Fireworks Manufacturing Associations at Kovilpatti, Tuticorin, today she said the government was working with a long-term vision of Viksit Bharat in 2047. She asserted that the government would render all assistance for the benefit of the fireworks and matchsticks manufacturers. The Department of Consumer Affairs has enabled GST grievance redressal on the National Consumer Helpline as part of next-gen GST reforms. The Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution, in a statement said a dedicated category has been enabled on the Integrated Grievance Redressal Mechanism, InGram portal, to address the expected consumer queries and complaints following the implementation of revised GST rates and exemptions effective from Monday. In an effort to directly pass on the benefits of GST reduction to consumers, the Minister of Railways has announced to slash the MRP of packaged drinking water available in trains and railway premises. Thus, packaged drinking water bottle rail need and all other brands of 1 litre will be priced at 14 rupees from the earlier 15 rupees. Legendary actor, director and producer Mohanlal will be conferred the prestigious Dada Saheb Phalke Award for the year 2023. In a social media post, the Minister of Information and Broadcasting informed that on the recommendation of the Dada Saheb Phalke Award Selection Committee, the government has decided to confer the award to the Malayalam actor for his iconic contribution to Indian cinema. The ministry said that the cinematic journey of Mr. Mohanlal inspires generations and his unmatched talent, versatility and relentless hard work have set a golden standard in Indian film history. The award will be presented at the 71st National Film Awards ceremony on the 23rd of this month in New Delhi. A cyber attack targeting a service provider for electronic check-in and boarding systems has disrupted operations at several major European airports, including London's Heathrow, Brussels and Berlin. The operator said the cyber attack has caused flight delays and cancellations. According to Brussels Airport, the attack has rendered automated systems inoperable, allowing only manual check-in and boarding procedures. In China, Masters 2025 badminton Indian pair of Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty has stormed into the men's doubles final. The Indian pair defeated Malaysian pair of Aaron Chia and Sho Wee Ik 21-17-21-14 in the semi-final clash in Shenzhen Arena this evening. Earlier, Sattvik Sairaj and Chirag had defeated the Chinese pair of Ren Xiangyu and Shi Haonan 21-14-21-14 in the quarterfinals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.